Well, Steve, are you a frustrated manager right now?
Yeah, but if you make the big, huge errors, because Blackpool were never going to score, were they? I don't think they've had a chance from open play in the second half. And it's just a hoof from Jamie down the middle, and Craig Morgan slips. He slipped last week. And Adam Collin, it's a 10-year-old should come out and deal with that, shouldn't they? But he doesn't, and you know, we got to be disappointed, obviously.
Has he apologised afterwards, Adam Collin?
Yeah, of course he has. You know, we're all hurting for him. He's a lovely kid. And but you know, I don't want lovely kids, I want winners. And he should head that way. And it's a huge error. And but the ball shouldn't get to him, because the captain should deal with that first. He shouldn't be slipping. He slipped last week and on the halfway line, which led to Birmingham goal. And he slipped today, so we've just said to him to sort his footwear out, or it's just going to be an excuse, really.
And with it coming so close to the end as well, 5 minutes left to go, it kills it, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think we worked ever so hard. I think the first 25 minutes we blew them away. I think it's the most exciting passing, one or two touch I've seen us play. And we just didn't get the goal. And I think if the goal had come, we could have led them to bed, really. But half-time, I think we were that good in that first 25-minute spell. But I think second half, we weren't on the front foot as much as we were in the first half. And some of the young men get tired. They get tired because it's 0-0 and it's a pressured environment. And, you know, it's fine margins. And you can see the fine margins today. Do we deserve to win the game? I've not been able to say this for a while, but do we deserve to get them back on three distance? We deserve to win. But if you make cardinal sins, you get punished.
And such a chance to use today as a bit of a springboard as well, if you'd got 3 points today to get you rolling again, I suppose.
Well, we were desperate for the win, weren't we? And but I thought we certainly played well enough to win today. There is no disputing that, I think. I think I'm just repeating myself now, but the first half hour was quite exceptional. And we moved it, and we created wonderful openings, and just that little chance of a ball falling to us and us being able to score prevented us from going on and winning. But, you know, in the second half, we've not been as effective, but we still had a lot of the ball. We still got in some great areas. And Jordan comes on, and, you know, he gets us a goal. And listen, the game looks dead and buried, didn't it? It looks as if we perhaps should get a second, but we've kept our shape. But if a team's going to put 175 yards through the middle of the pitch and just a punt forward, and I hope, and they're going to get a goal from it, then you know, some people need to look inside themselves.
You made 7 changes today. Just talk us through that. I imagine there were a couple of difficult calls to make there.
No, there was no difficult calls. The only one was Fraser Richardson, who was injured. The rest were straightforward. Last week was unacceptable. And you know what? I'm delighted with those young kids. They've come in today. I think they've played with fluency. I think we've been terrific in spells. And we'll mature. That group will mature. And we'll go forward to Cardiff next week.
And those players that have dropped out got to fight their way back in there, I guess.
Well, that's the benchmark, isn't it? They have to fight. You know, to be fair, we've got great characters in the dressing room. You know, the likes of Big Ali could come on, and Frex, and people like that. You know, they're used to. They've been out before in leagues 2 and 1. And they've come back fighting, all guns blazing, and worked themselves back into the team. But they need to do it. You know, we're going to work with this group, and you know, it doesn't mean we're going to be the same team, but we're going to work with them. And if we get our due rewards today, we win, but we don't, so we know what happened. Everyone outside the four walls will want to cry at us and criticise us, but if we play like that, we'll be fine. We just kind of make the mistakes like that, or we won't be fine. It's fine margins. You know, we have people should analyse the goal for Birmingham and analyse the goal for today, and they're pathetic. That's the words to describe the two goals that we've conceded, pathetic.
Tom Lawrence, I thought at times showed a few sparks in that first 45 minutes.
Yeah, no, it's interesting. A lot of our supporters were writing them off in four ends and that last night. Never seen a kid play for the Millers. But that's what you get, I suppose, when they expect us to go out and say Messi. But I thought it was very good today.
Do you think those 7 changes as well, in some ways those players haven't played together before, have they? So are you looking at this and thinking that it's going to be something to build on? It's something that's going to take time for these players to get to know each other, those that have now arrived?
Well, it'll take time, but we see them off in training yesterday. They didn't know each other for a couple of days and they were popping out about it. They didn't today in the first half. I don't think Blackpool knew where they were for 25 minutes, half hour. But like you have to do, like Lee's got, I'll tell you what, he's got a fantastic spirit in the camp and you can see what it means to them when they equalise. But probably if he's an honest man, which I think he is, then he'll know what the score should have been today. But you get nothing for what it should have been. It's what the stats show at the end of it. The stats show they've scored one and we've scored one. But we'll all hang our heads tonight when we see the goal.
Fraser Richardson, you mentioned he's injured. What's the issue there?
It's nothing. He'll train in the week. Just a lot of groin. But, you know, I have to say, he has to now get the shot off. He's got to Witten. I thought Witten was magnificent. I have to say, I thought Kurt Broadfoot was top class until he came off. And, you know, it's a shame he had to come off because I think he was having a sterling game. But, you know, because the kid played out of position for us and people went to cry. It's a real shame when it happens.
Looked like a right shoulder, right collarbone injury.
Yeah, I'm surprised he's got a jaw left after the way the arms were getting flown by the boy Ranger up front. It really is not right in football. But that's got nothing to do with why he can't come off. He just went for the ball and he's landed awkwardly on his shoulder, so he's gone off for an X-ray.
And a week now, I guess, to work on things on the training ground ahead of the Cardiff game.
Yeah, we were back on the training ground. We'll keep it level keel. You know, the goalkeeper's lost a silly goal today, and so is our captain. But they'll be, of course, they'll come in and they'll be a bit down. But it's my job on Monday or Tuesday to lift these guys back up and we'll go forward as one and prepare for Cardiff. And, you know, if we play as well as we played in the first half here today for the rest of the season, I'll take what comes.